Welcome inside the FIU Athletics Podcast, brought to us by Baptist Health. Well, after getting off to the best start in program history, the FIU softball team has conference play right around the corner. One final pre-CUSA tournament coming up this weekend for a returner-heavy team. Two of the seniors on FIU softball joined us this week on the pod, and catcher Bella Perez and pitcher Brooke McNichols. Been really fun to watch these two grow over these last few years here in the 305. Bella's really found a way to give herself grace, something you have to do in baseball and softball, the two sports of failure, as they're called. Gotta cut yourself some slack in those moments. Bella's done a nice job of that. And about this time last year, Brooke was coming off a really scary moment with a comebacker that hit her in the face, and now has overcome that and so much more, and now pitching the best of her career. So really cool to catch up with Bella and Brooke, and we're excited to bring it to you. So a quick timeout here on the FIU Athletics Podcast, and then two senior Panthers.
At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, you don't have to be a pro athlete to be treated like one. We use the latest innovations to create a treatment plan personalized for you, no matter who you are. Our team of orthopedic and sports medicine specialists have the expertise to help you get back out there performing at your best. And with top-notch recovery and physical therapy, you'll be back in the game and living your life to the fullest in no time. Welcome to pro-level orthopedic care. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/ortho.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and as a former police SWAT officer, I know what it takes to build a great team and to be a great operator. I've applied these principles in building the world's only total relocation company. From listing your house for sale to finding your dream home and everything in between, Good Greek can do it all. Good Greek also offers junk removal and auto shipping to complement our renowned moving and storage business. For your total relocation solutions, go to goodgreek.com.
Good Greek Moving and Storage, your superhero movers.
Always happy to welcome in teams that are doing well on the campus of FIU. And there's not a team doing better in the Sunshine State, almost in America, than this FIU softball team. And two of the senior leaders on the diamond join us here on the FIU Athletics Podcast in Bella Perez and Brooke McNichols. And Bella, we'll start with you, but I'll ask you both this same question. How much fun has it been? This team got off to a good start last year, right? Now it's a great start. How much have you guys been enjoying this run over these first few weeks?
It's been pretty awesome, you know, just being able to witness everybody just being so great and achieving all their goals and just, you know, playing so well together. And it's been a lot of fun, not having really to worry about any drama or anything. It's just everyone's like a big family.
Brooke?
Yeah, it's been really fun this year. Last year was definitely super fun, but as you know, a lot of returners came back this year, so it's great being able to play with them again, especially for our last year here. It's a good one to end on, I would say.
For both of you, having that last first game, that last first weekend, what was kind of the emotions for you? Brooke, you can go first this time.
I was really sad, honestly. I didn't think I would be at first, but I thought it'd be more exciting. But I was definitely a little sad. And my parents were here, and just like, especially with Bella, like we've been here together all 4 years, and just having our last first game together, it was a little sad.
Yeah, I definitely say the same. I think being here for 4 years, calling this place home, just realizing that it's going to be a really big shift after this. So yeah, just trying to take it all in as much as I can.
Bella, when did that kind of first hit you? That senior year that, okay, this is the one and now we're going to do it up big. When did that kind of emotional wave kind of hit you first?
In the fall, I kind of felt it like, oh, wow, like there's nobody here older than me. I'm like, we're the older ones here. And then I got engaged over winter break. So I think that really hit me then. And I was like, oh gosh, like real life is coming up quick. And then now as we started season, I think it's just flying by and it's just kind of like, please slow down.
It really didn't hit me until we started playing. Like yeah. I knew it was coming up, but once we started playing, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the last time I'm going to be able to do this. And it was sad, but it's going to be really exciting. And I'm excited for the rest of the season.
Well, since you mentioned it, Bella, we have to dive into it. I joked with Julius Pierce. He got engaged right before the season started. And I always cracked with him. How much wedding planning are you getting done during the season? He would laugh and go, not very much. I have to imagine it's something similar for you where that's out there and you're doing a little, but it's tough too.
No, it's definitely tough. I don't think I've started doing anything because I'm just really trying to soak this all in first and then wedding next. So, definitely not a lot right now.
What's the core vision for you? What are the biggest elements that you want to see in Bella Perez's wedding?
I think you definitely will see a lot of FIU alumni and current FIU softball players in my wedding and at my wedding. Definitely in Key West. And I'm thinking a more of like a spring vibe. So we'll
Okay.
see.
Okay. How much fun was it? Because it happened, it was engagement season for FIU softball almost. A bunch, everybody at kind of the same time. How much fun was that when you all kind of looked around and go, wait, you too? You also?
It was honestly really crazy. Like when I posted the picture on Media Day of me, K-Ray, and Megan, most of my family members were like, oh my gosh, like, is that for real? That's so crazy that that happened all three of you at the same time. So, it's been kind of fun talking to each other about like what we want in our weddings and what time of year and, like our fiancés' families and just things like that.
How is Brooke McNichols
She's definitely going to be the life of the party.
a Oh, I'll be
wedding?
there.
Brooke, how do you scout yourself? How are you as a wedding guest?
I'm a great wedding guest, and Bella's wedding will probably be my first wedding. So we'll
Nice.
see how
Oh, the first wedding.
it
Bella, kind of to that point, even you mentioned FIU alumni players that played here. I know Ella Whitney's obviously going to be a big part of this process too. What
Yeah.
is it like in modern college softball, right? Where she goes home and we're all so excited for getting back to where she grew up and she's thriving. But obviously you want her here too. We wish she was a Panther the whole time. What is that kind of like for you all as, this is somebody who's still a very close friend who's having success, but you also kind of want them here in sort of a miniature telltale version of the Portal era.
It's kind of like you're still rooting for someone, but from far away. Like, she's one of my best friends, and I do get it's really hard being away from home. I mean, that's why I chose a school that was only 3 hours away from home. So, I'm just really glad that she's been so successful throughout her career and she's continuing to strive upon that. We do still keep in touch, and it did suck that she decided to leave, but I think she's still part of my everyday life, even if she's not my teammate anymore.
No doubt. Brooke, what's that kind of been like from your end? Kind of seeing, luckily we've kept most of our core intact the 4 years you guys have been here, but there has been some turnover. What is that kind of like in modern softball where players are moving more than they ever used to?
It was definitely really sad when I found out she was leaving, but keeping up with her and like watching her just strive and, do all these amazing things is awesome. And I'm so proud of her, even though I wish she was still here with us.
Yeah, I think all of us do. Something that a lot of coaches at FIU have mentioned, not just softball, but I've heard the phrase a senior light, where it just kind of feels different as you're going about it, and it tends to lead to elevated production. And I think we've certainly seen that from you both. Have you kind of felt that almost extra light on everything you do?
Yeah, definitely. There's just been a complete like switch, and I feel like even my mentality and everything. And like, I was like, it's my last year. I got to put it all out there because if not, I'm gonna regret it in a few years. And that definitely happened. And you can see it performance wise, and even just like how happy I am out on the field with my team.
I agree with the whole mentality part because mostly I feel like I'm just more comfortable here. This has been home for the past 4 years, so it's really nice to see familiar faces around. And just to have a relationship with people that work here and people that I see every day here is so much, it brings so much comfort and allows me to like just be relaxed and have a normal life.
I'll get a little nostalgic here with you guys and going back to your kind of FIU origin stories. And I know, Bella, you go across the country to California and then kind of meet Coach B there, and you're ultimately the first recruit that this coaching staff has here at FIU. Kind of take people through that story.
I was on a travel team out of Miami, and I was a junior in high school, and I wasn't committed to play anywhere. And Coach Larrabee happened to be at this tournament, and I didn't know what college he was from because he had just gotten hired, so he didn't have any FIU merch on, not a hat, not a shirt, nothing. But he came up to my coach and he said he was looking for a catcher. And my coach told me if I didn't get a hit in that moment that I was not going to college. So I got a hit, and Coach Larry talked to me after the game and been like stuck ever since.
No, the last part, that's kind of just a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, it worked out. Ultimately, it worked out. Brooke, how about you? What was your kind of introduction to FIU on the front end?
I was actually committed to a completely different school, and I ended up decommitting from them the day before National Signing Day. And Coach Larrabee was the first coach to reach out to me, and he told me that day he offered me on the spot and told me to come there. A few weeks later, I came on a visit, and I loved it. And he hadn't even seen me play yet. He ended up, Coach Myers came, watched me play over the summer, and I loved it. I instantly knew the second I stepped on this campus, I wanted to come here. It's awesome.
And then fast forwarding to this year, I want to get kind of in between the lines now with you both. Brooke, what is the process of adding a pitch? We hear it so often in our sport, right? Where you're focusing on this in the off season, but I don't think any of us on the outside have a sense of how much work and challenge goes into that. Kind of take us through that process for you in adding the drop ball.
It was really hard. I've been trying to learn a drop ball since I started pitching, and it just has never really clicked for me. I was always an upspin pitcher. I naturally am. And after my sophomore year, I kind of realized, okay, maybe we need to make something change because it wasn't working. And I started a little bit, tried it out. I couldn't really pick it up at first, but then I really went home this summer and I needed to learn it. So I focused on it. I worked with my pitching coach at home every week with it, and it was really hard, and but eventually, once I got it down, it's now one of my best pitches, and I use it with every batter.
For sure. Did it help at all having the changeup in the bag? They're obviously both down balls, but they're very different in how they get there. Did that help at all, or it's a
Yeah,
completely different mechanic for you?
that definitely helped. It's completely different mechanics, but it looks like the same pitch coming out of the hand, which is what I think makes both pitches so much better. And so the hitter, to them, it looks the same until it isn't, and that's what makes the big difference.
And then Bella, on your end of it, we've seen the pop time. We've seen the arm from the word go here since the moment you started playing for FIU. But how do you keep that refined, right? How do you continue to have that massive defensive presence behind the plate that you've had all 4 years?
Really working at it, and no matter if like the drills get repetitive or whatever, just keep putting your mind to it and trying to get better. Even if you think you're at your best, just keep going. Really, that's my mentality.
I'll go back to this last weekend. There was a moment where FAMU, who's a really fast team, tried to steal third on you. And I had to stop myself from laughing on air because I'm like, there's no chance this is going to work, but they're going to try it anyway. And sure enough, caught stealing third, inning over. How much joy do you get when you see a runner take off and you're like, all right, it's time to do my thing?
It brings me a lot of joy to be able to help my pitcher, especially when they're trying to get out of an inning and, just really trying to put my best foot forward for the rest of the team too. So, just not being back there to catch the ball after every pitch and making plays instead too.
Kind of on the other end of that, because you talk about working with the pitchers, how much fun has it been working with Brooke, working with Rue, working with all our returners? And then you add in Jada to that mix, who's been sensational. How much fun has that been for you as the backstop and kind of working with all of them?
It's been really fun, especially since they're all different in all their different ways. And any big moment, I really trust any of them to be in the circle. I love when all their stuff works and makes batters look silly. And
Yeah.
it's been really fun working with them because they make me look good too.
Brooke, I imagine that bullpen's pretty loose. You guys all kind of know each other really well at this point, even as Jada kind of just got here.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of fun in the bullpen. It's a good time.
Well, you have the agent of fun out there as well, and Coach C, who never misses a moment to have a blast. How much
Yeah,
has
definitely.
she kind of risen everybody, right? And elevated so much since she's been here?
So much. I mean, from my sophomore year to now, like the difference of a pitcher I am is insane. And just like the confidence she puts into us and how much she believes in us, like a negative thing never comes out of her mouth when we're on the mound. It's always positives. Even if we have a bad inning, we come in the dugout and she tells us everything good we did in that inning. She just is really good at like keeping us calm, keeping us out of our head, and just like letting us work.
I want to go back to kind of the positional origin for you guys. I know Bella, when you were younger, you were kind of middle infield and then team needed a catcher. So you went to go catch and you've been doing it ever since. Kind of take us through that story.
I would bounce around between like short, a little bit of first, second, anywhere but catcher.
Right.
My dad was my travel coach growing up, and he realized that I had an arm, so he was like, why not try catcher? And then I guess I fell in love with like the adrenaline of people running and having to throw the ball as fast as I could and as hard as I could. And I just stuck with it.
How about you, Brooke? When did you realize pitching is where I want to be?
The first day of my Little League softball, they didn't have a pitcher. My coach told me just to try. He made me throw it at a bucket, and I ended up actually denting the bucket. And then ever since then, I've just stayed there. Haven't tried anything else.
That'll do it. Hey, you do that. That's all right. Guaranteed, locked in. No doubt. It starts like that. That's a sign. Overall, for you, Brooke, even coming into this year, right, with so much depth in this pitching staff, the roles were kind of, I guess I'll say in the air, right? Still kind of calculating. I think we all knew Rue was Rue, and we all had a pretty good expectation of what Jada was going to be. But at one point, we talked about, hey, maybe Brooke is coming out of the pen, long reliever, doing some starting. And I mean, you're starting every game and you're throwing like complete game shutouts every game. So you've obviously forced the role into, okay, as a starter, how much do you kind of embrace the role change? Is it a different mental approach out of the pen versus starting? Kind of take us through the mental mechanics of the roles.
I definitely came into the year wanting to prove myself as a starter, and that's just been my mentality since the fall. It's been great. I like it a lot. Being in relief is good too. Like, it was tough situations I was put into, and it was a lot of pressure. And I think starting games now, it's just a lot easier on my mind, and it just helps me get into like a flow and kind of control the game on my own. And I really enjoy it, and I'm glad that I was able to prove myself and earn my spot.
One thing we joked about was that Brooke wants to be player of the game so she can talk to Lindsay more. And sure enough, Brooke has been player of the game the most. She's the only repeat interview we've had so far. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you guys about having Lindsay Burrows on the broadcast. Bella, I have to start with you for this question. How much have you kind of enjoyed having Lindsay around, and not only on the broadcast side, but even around the team here in these past couple of months?
Lindsay's always a light in the room, whether it's her dancing, her telling jokes, just her being there is honestly just makes everyone smile. And she's always been that way. And I think it's awesome that she gets to commentate on our games and, kind of tell her backstory on us and put her two cents in. She'll be at the games and she'll scream at me from the booth while we're
Yeah,
on commercial. And she'll scream at me. Lindsay's one of my closest friends. So, just having her up there and being able to listen to her is pretty cool.
I love having Lindsay around. She's always here. She's always at mine and Bella's apartment hanging out, coming to say hi. And, we were all sad when it was like her last game with us, but I was like, why are we crying? She's going to be around all the time. She's not going anywhere, but it's awesome that she gets to do that for us and broadcast. And I never rewatch games, but when she broadcasted that game that I pitched the first one, I went back and watched the whole thing just so I could hear everything she was saying. And it was awesome.
nice. Her kind of her funniest moment, I think, so far was when Bella hit the home run. And it's supposed to be, play-by-play person goes, color person goes. You don't want overlapping audio as much as you can avoid it. Lindsay could not help herself. The second Bella launched that ball, Lindsay's screaming, and she literally was not going to let me stop. She was freaking out. She was so happy for you. It's been really fun. It's been really fun having her up there. Last one for you guys. We'll let you go. We appreciate the time. One thing that Coach B, the entire staff, have kind of told the entire team, right? Fast start, finish stronger. You know what I mean? Like just understanding last year was the great start. Now we have an opportunity here to really do something special, already ranked like top 10 mid-major in America as we sit. How much are you guys embracing that? How much are you repeating that, using some of the lessons learned from last year to really finish strong this year? Bella, I'll let you go first.
Taking last year as like an example of not letting your foot come off the brake. So we started really strong and then didn't finish too great and didn't make the tournament. And I think we kind of let up a little bit and got a little comfortable seeing we were top two in Conference USA. So I think this year is like a clear mindset, just fighting for the person next to you and trying to win every game and bring everything no matter who we're playing, so we can get back to that top two and stay there. And me and Brooke and also the other seniors, it's our last time ever on the field. So, just giving it all we have.
I think last season it was a great season. It really was, but we definitely did let up. And this year we're just focusing on taking it one game at a time. We say that every day and winning one game at a time. And I think genuinely with this team and the talent we have, if we really keep going the way we are, I think you'll definitely see us in a regional this year. And I hope that's what happens.
I can't wait for it. The only thing that I don't want at the end of the year is y'all's senior day. because that's going to be messy, I think.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to watch the two of you and the senior class these last 4 years, and that's going to be a long day at the office on senior day. Luckily, we've still got a little time, so I'm not rushing things by any means. But Bella Perez, Brooke Made It Goals, we appreciate you joining us here on the pod. Keep killing it, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Always great to catch up with those two. Looking forward to continue to watch them over the course of this season. FIU takes on a mix of South Dakota, Fordham, and Harvard this weekend, plus trading card night at home against FGCU before heading into conference play, taking on the Delaware Blue Hens. That's going to do it for us on this edition of the FIU Athletics Podcast, brought to us by Baptist Health. Still so much more going on. Baseball just getting started, and the basketball's wrapping up. Winter into spring, very much upon us. But for now, and as always, pause up.